Pray now attend and listen a while to a right new and jocular song, which I declare will cause you to smile, if that I am not much in the wrong. It is of a bonny Glover, I and his name I tell you is John. He courted young Mary, who was brisk and airy, but married at length with foggy Arsnan. While he did court his amorous love, what protestations then he did make, vowing his mind should never remove, nor he could freely die for her sake. Thus, alas, she was deluded, aye, and he proved a perfect trepan, when leaving young Mary, who was brisk and airy, to marry at length with foggy Arsnan. Morning and night to Mary he'd go, swearing he loved her dearer than life. Thus he the height of kindness did show, as if he meant to make her his wife. Till at length he did deceive her, like a deceitful, false-hearted man. Yet faith he is fitted, and not to be pitied, because he hath taken foggy Arsnan. Mary, she said, it would be his lot to marry Nan in love to combine, but he declared an earthen piss-pot he would despise for silver more fine. Thus he often did compare her, like a deceitful, flattering man. Good faith he is fitted, and not to be pitied, because he hath taken foggy Arsnan. 40 good pounds in silver and gold, with his love Mary he might have had, which was a pleasant sight to behold, was he not then distracted and mad. Thus to leave her for another, who is in debt as much as she can. The Glover is fitted, and not to be pitied, now let him make much of foggy Arsnan. Now she has got him fast in a noose, where he till death a slave must remain. He for the world now cannot get loose, but must endure the torture and pain. Some says that she will cornute him, though he does watch as much as he can. If faith he is fitted, and not to be pitied, he knows that it is the humors of Nan. Upon a day it happened so, that a right brisk young gallant was there. Into the room Pilgarlic did go, but to affront them he did not dare. For a while he did stand peeping, like to a poor disconsolate man. If faith he is fitted, and not to be pitied, as knowing it is the humors of Nan. What if we find the fates have decreed that he should be a cockled by curse, and Mary she would not do the deed, then lusty Nan she must upon force give the honest spark his fortune, for she alone is able and can. If faith he is fitted, and not to be pitied, as knowing it is the humor of Nan.